Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Paid sick leave is something most American workers have. The Labor Department estimates about 78% of workers in this country can call in sick at work and still be paid. It's a different story, though, for unionized rail workers. Last year, Congress imposed a contract aimed at avoiding a strike, but it left out paid sick days. But union leaders and rail companies kept negotiating, and now about 60% of rail workers now have paid sick days. Let's check in now with Clark Ballou, spokesman for the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way. It's a division of the Teamsters, with roughly 23,000 workers who build tracks and maintain them. Clark, hello.
Hi, Scott.
Just to catch up, your union held out, refused to ratify a contract imposed by Congress late last year. Why?
That is correct. On the tail of the pandemic, when all rail workers were considered essential employees, they did not have paid sick leave available to them, and it was a real concern and a real problem that wasn't addressed and was a major holdup in getting any kind of contract ratified.
Mm-hmm. And yet here we are now. It seems like in the bargaining since the holidays, there's been a lot of movement here with each rail union negotiating agreements with the rail companies. Directionally, where are things going now on this issue of paid sick leave?
Well, directionally, we've seen a lot of positive progress, which is fantastic. Railroad management came to us because they lost in the court of public opinion, to be quite honest. They looked bad, and they received a lot of negative publicity from that, and they had to do something.
So, Clark, for your union members, the workers who build tracks and maintain them, what is the situation? How many paid sick days?
So, on the big four, American Class One railroads, which consists of CSX, Union Pacific, BNSF, and Norfolk Southern, we've been able to obtain paid sick leave on three of those four, with BNSF the only one that we have yet to reach an agreement with. We're still in negotiations with them, but just hasn't been finalized at this time.
In general, is it on the order of, you know, four paid sick days a year? Just give us an idea.
The vast majority of paid sick leave negotiated through all 12 of the craft unions on the railroad is about the same. Four paid sick days plus an additional three personal days.
Okay. So for the workers on the job, help us understand what that means. Does that mean if you wake up sick, now you can call in sick and say, I can't work today, and management will find a solution to keep everything running?
Yes, that is what it means. It means that, yes, you can wake up in the morning and call your boss and say that I am under the weather or that your child is under the weather, and you will be able to mark off and continue to get paid for that day. Prior to this, in order to utilize any kind of leave to take anything off for medical, they would have to ask permission far in advance, which obviously is not practical. Having to go work a dangerous job where trains will zip by you at 70 miles an hour while you have a head cold. It's not a place where you want to go to work sick.
Clark, I understand the freight rail companies, you know, say these issues are best handled through direct negotiations. And they, as you know, say these new contracts already include significant wage increases. Is there a possibility with these remaining unions that don't yet have paid sick leave that in the end they will not get it?
I suppose that is a possibility. I am optimistic that that won't occur. The unions have entered agreements when the carriers have genuinely offered reasonable amounts of paid leave with reasonable rules. They recognize that we won't back down on this issue and that it's important to our members. So certainly we will pursue it to the bitter end again. It's not our desire to go on strike, but it is our desire to obtain paid sick leave for all our members and bring them up into the 21st century when it comes to attendance policies on the railroad.
We've been talking to Clark Ballou, spokesman for the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way. Clark, thank you again for the time.
Thank you, Scott.